faire.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Friday, 5th of August, Rabbi Menachem Nissel Schlita, the heroes that bring Mashiach. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by families Wiesenfeld and Wittenberg to celebrate the mitzvah of Dudi Wittenberg Neri Yoy, Rizchus Shraga Fivish Ben Eri Sheva Hinda Neri Yoy, She Yizkel Rufuo Shleimo Besosh Or Chule Yisrael.
First of all, I just wanted to thank all the wonderful people that invited me and to make sure this could happen. I don't normally talk so early in the morning. After one cup of coffee, I'm still not ready for teaching, but I'm going to do my best, try my best over here. I think it's an incredible, wonderful concept, the whole idea of starting a day, the Torah way, starting the day with a machshava that's a little bit deep, and that sets the tone for the whole day. So I'm going to try my best, especially since we're now Erev Shabbos Chazayin, we're going into Tisha B'Av on Sunday, to be able to a little bit set the tone of what we're going through at this time of the year. For those who don't know anything about me, my name is Menachem Nissel. Amongst my many hats that I wear, Yishkach, is, just by the way, Rabbi Ronnie Joseph was the pianist at my wedding in Memphis, Tennessee, a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
And Lichty over here was also at the wedding, and that's about it. The third participant was Jose Frohwein, who's now in Yerushalayim. Those are the three that made it to my chasna. This is very, very exciting for me. Okay, Yiddy, okay, you don't count. Family. Anyhow, you're too busy eating. Anyhow, I was just saying, Baruch Hashem. So, what I wanted to share with you, one of the hats that I wear is that I'm a tefillah teacher. As we speak, Feldheim is in the process of redoing my Sefer Rikshei Lev. It should be out soon, a new expanded version. And I teach the Shemoneh Esrei, and over the years, I've developed a system of teaching the Shemoneh Esrei that I find very effective. I have tremendous feedback from my students, and it's the following way. The Shemoneh Esrei is made out of 19 brachos. What I ask myself is, how can I make the 19 brachos, each bracha should be as meaningful and as powerful as possible, and how can I show how each bracha connects to the other brachos? And the system that I use is the following. The 19 brachos are made out of 3 and 13 and 3. The opening three are called Shevach, the last three are called Hodah, and in the middle you have 19 bakashas, which is the Ikka Avoida of Tefillah. The opening three, the way I teach it, corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You have Birkas Avos. Avos is the foundations of the relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu is where everything is going to, is Tchias HaMesim. And Yaakov Avinu, which is Kedusha, is how high a person can reach. These are the three Mahalchim that we start off our tefillah with, and we present ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last three are three different ways of saying thank you, of giving Hodah. The first is through the lenses of the Beis HaMikdash, that's Ritzei. Then you have Moedim, which is through my own personal experience, and Sim Shalom, which is basically through the experience of the whole world, the idea of Shleimus and Shalom, and Oysa Shalom B'Roimav. All these concepts is how we finish off the Shemoneh Esrei. In the middle are 13 brachos. These 13 brachos are broken down into 6, 6, and 1. What's my makar? Two different makaris. One is the Avodram, and the other is the Rabbeinu Bachya. They both say that the opening 6 brachos was called brachos pratiyos, which is my own personal experience. When we talk about ourselves as individuals, we mean me, myself, I, my family, my parents, my brothers, my sisters, my children, the people in my shul, the people in my workplace, the people in my community, meaning my world. We say Rafeinu, Baruch Aleinu, so this Lashon Rabbim is still prati because we're referring to my own experience. The second half, which is much more of a challenge, it's much harder to work on, is what's called the Klolyes. Every person in this room has two identities, your own individual identity, your life, and then you're part of Klal Yisrael. So my story includes the story from Avraham Avinu all the way to the coming of the Melech Mashiach. And that begins with Tekah B'Shofar Gadol until we talk about Mashiach. Those 6 brachos are called the brachos that are klolius of Klal Yisrael. Shema Kolenu is the ring that binds them both. So Shema Kolenu is made out of 2 parts, and they refer to the private ones and the public ones and how they come together as a whole. So in summary, you've got 3 13 and 3. The 13 is made out of 6, 6, and 1. Now, I'm sorry I'm going so fast, but I'm just to introduce the main idea is that each one of these 6 brachos is also broken down into 2 groupings of 3. The opening 3 is Atochenein, Hashivenein, Slachna, and they introduce what I spoke about last night in Bridge Lane, is the 3 stresses that everyone goes through. Emotional stress, which is social stress, which is Keneged Re'ena V'Anyenu, health stress and mental stress, which is Refa'enu, and Baruch Aleinu, which is the money stress that we go through. So every person is stressed. Why are we stressed? Because the Eibishter doesn't give us a break. He wants to keep us close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, always makes sure that we go through different challenges, and the Avodah in Tefillah is to take the challenges in life and to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is central to the solution of how we deal with everything. So Atachainen means the first thing I want to be able to think straight. Hashivena means I want to get back into the flats. I want to get back into the right path. And Slachna is I want to fix anything that I messed up in the last 24 hours. And they introduce the 3 stresses of my own personal needs. So again, the opening 6 bakoshes that we have are all bakoshes that are referring to my life, my personal life, and the tzrachim that I have. And to be honest with you, they're easier to teach because people know the pain that they feel, so it's very easy to identify with the social stresses that we go through, the stresses of health and mental health, and the stresses of money. But then comes something which is much harder, which is the national ones. It's introduced also by 3 brachos. The first one is the bracha for Jewish unity, which is then you have the bracha for Jewish leadership, which is Ashiva Shiftei Kivarishena, and the third one is Lamal Shinim. The way the Maharal explains it is that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that those fellow Yidden who Nebuch did not start their day the Torah way, they should come back, right? They should come back. So that's it's called the 3 opening brachos of our national needs: unity, leadership, and our 5th column should come back home. And then we have the actual tzrachim of Klal Yisrael as a nation to bring the world to the final geula. I'm working backwards, bedafka. The last one is a request for Mashiach. Like, obviously, that's the goal of everything. Mashiach will bring the geula. Mashiach will bring the world to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he created it. Before that is Yerushalayim. You can't have Mashiach until Mashiach first has a place where he can go. Yerushalayim, which also corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash, is that we should first have our makom, and Mashiach comes into that makom called Yerushalayim. So, I have to just say something very beautiful. I have not heard for 40 years, I davened in Munks this morning, Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim, Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim, Tashu. I have not heard that for 40 years. It's not true. 2 weeks ago, I was in Copenhagen, in Machziki Adas, they did it there as well. So there, I spoke about Munks 2 weeks ago. I did not realize that 2 weeks later, I'd be here. It's very special for me to hear that very, 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 the sensitivity of these minhagim is very, very powerful. Now comes the question of today's shir. I know I have to finish in time, but everything was to set up to this question. This question bothered me literally for decades until I came with a good mahalach, which I'm going to share with you. What's the bracha before Mashiach and Yerushalayim? You have a trilogy. You have 3 brachos that correspond to the national tzrachim, just like my personal needs is health, health and refuah, and to deal with my social anxiety and to deal with my money anxiety. What are the 3 brachos that correspond to the national ones? Going back, Moshiach, Yerushalayim, what's the one before that? Ala Tzadikim. It's the bracha Ala Tzadikim. Ala Tzadikim, for decades, I didn't have a good mahalach. What is this bracha all about? Honestly, I don't understand why the Tzadikim need a special bracha. If I was a good Chabatzka, I would say it should be ala beinanim, right? It should be for us, everyone, the regular people. Why should we get a bracha? And since I work in Kirov, I would actually have dafka, a bracha called ala rishayim, and say they're not really rishayim, they're tinnish nishwa, the Eibush should help them out a little bit. Why can't we have a bracha for our brothers and sisters who are never not starting the way the Torah way? Why don't they get a bracha? What's this whole thing that the tzaddik can get a special bracha? And the question is highlighted because this bracha ala tzaddikim is introducing Yerushalayim and Mashiach, as if to say that you can't have the Beis HaMikdash and you can't have Mashiach unless you first have the bracha of ala tzaddikim. The way that I'm setting up the Shemoneh Esrei if you have again 6 and 6, and each one is broken into 3 and 3. So this is what unfolds. The Allah Tzaddikim, Allah Chassidim, Vazikna is what you need to bring Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, and it brings in turn Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mazak Hashur, what's this got to do with any? What does Tzaddikim have a special bracha? Thirdly, the bracha itself doesn't make much sense when you read it superficially. Allah Tzaddikim, Algerit Tzaddikim, Aleinu, Yehu Rachamech, Mustain Sochatoy, Lechalabetim, Shimchu, Emes, give them their scha. Last time I checked, there's Yud Gimel Ikrim, number 13 is Tchias Semesim, and whatever, number 12 is Mashiach, and I think number 11 is Schar V'Einish. So, Animam B'Munah Shalem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Schar for those who deserve it, and Einish to those that Magi Lehem. Why are we telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Sein Sochatov V'Chol Aboit V'Shim Chav Mes? Of course they're getting their Schar. Of course they're going to get their Schar. We're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't forget to do your job. Of course. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to give schar to the tzaddikim. So, and fourthly and finally, you read this list, this roll call of extraordinary people, tzaddikim, chassidim, zikne amcha beit Yisrael, pleita sefer, gera tzedek, what comes six? What's the sixth one? V'aleinu. Okay, how did you and I suddenly get in there? You had this roll call of all these superstars. Well, these amazing people in Klal Yisrael. And then we say, well, Baruch Hu, don't forget us. Mamonosho, if you're a tzaddik, so you're in. If you're not a tzaddik, so what are you doing there? You can't, well, you're squeezing yourself in. What is this, some kind of a game over here? You say, don't forget us, throw us in there as well. So if you're throwing yourself and you're not a tzaddik, so you're a Beinoni. So then anyhow, then once again, it's
the... Because the tzaddikim.
The what?
Because the tzaddikim also give us...
Okay, it's a great answer. I'm going to say slightly from Mahalach, but excellent answer. Okay, so let's see over here. So let me just summarize. I'm basically asking four questions, and the four questions are as follows. There's a bracha called Alat Tzaddikim that comes before Yerushalayim and Mashiach. This bracha is strange for many reasons. Number one, it seems to be the critical bracha that introduces Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and in turn introduces the Melech HaMashiach. Number two is that why do the tzaddikim need a special bracha? What are we asking dafka for them, for the tzaddikim? The third bracha, the third question is that why are we telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't forget to give them their schar? Obviously, they're going to get schar, like duh, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you're doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar. And the fourth and final question is that somehow or other we squeeze ourselves in, for Aleinu, like put us into this roll call, why not? So I want to answer this. This is my mahalach. I have a bunch of riyas that what I'm saying is emes. But really, if you don't like what I'm saying, it's fine. It's Menachem Nissel's way of teaching. This is my thing. It's not like this is the way. Just in general, whenever I teach tefillah, I always tell the men or the women that I'm teaching, I says, do me a favor. Just because I'm passionate about the way I teach things, you should always daven to the Eivishu what works best for you. Because it's a personalized relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Menachem Nissel's way of learning the bracha al tzaddikim. I hope that you like it. Let me ask you all a question. Who here, let me give a full sentence, and everyone should give a few seconds while everyone thinks through the answer. Who here can answer the following question? We have, in the way that Klal Yisrael, the minhagim that we have descriptions of people's names, meaning we have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Aaron HaKohen, we have David HaMelech. Okay, we have, there's all kinds of people that are described by certain definitions of who they are. Who is the person that is called the tzaddik? It's Yosef. Okay, now, Noach is described as a tzaddik. It's tzaddik, time and hoya b'dayroso. But defined as a tzaddik, we say Yosef ha-tzaddik. There are a few others, but they're all similar ideas. Binyamin ha-tzaddik, we see, but it's all connected to the same idea I'm about to present to you. Yosef is called the tzaddik. He's defined as a tzaddik. It's not just, it's his name. Okay, Yosef ha-tzaddik goes together with all the other names, people that come with their names. David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech. These are people, the Melech. They have the Kayan. So you have the Tzaddik is Yosef HaTzaddik. The moment I say that to you, so already we opened up for us a whole passageway. Because everyone here knows the Gemara in Sukkah, that before Mashiach ben David comes, it's always introduced by Mashiach ben Yosef. So suddenly, things can immediately fall into place, but obviously it's Arach Bir. So we have a request for Mashiach ben Yosef to come before Mashiach ben David. That makes sense. So Al Tzadikim is the bracha for Mashiach ben Yosef. This obviously opens up a whole can of worms that exactly what is this Mashiach ben Yosef. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but Mashiach ben Yosef, I challenge you to find Sfarim that talk about Mashiach ben Yosef. I'll give you a clue. You won't find it in the Rambam. You'll find it in the Sifri Hagra. A little smattering here and there in the Ksavim of the Sifri Kabbalah, but by and large, Mashiach ben Yosef is left as an enigma. Not only that, he is, and now when I quote my Rebbe, I mean Rav Moshe Shapiro, Tzadik Zichron Livracha, Rav Moshe used to say, he is the most abused concept in Judaism. I'm not going to go into history. Aubrey Hirsch should take over for me now. And I'll go through history and show you all the many places that people said he's Mashiach ben Yosef, including bizarre things like Napoleon. And I'm not talking about small people. I'm talking about the big rebbes. The big rebbes, the big, big Talmidim of the Rebbe Melech Lejens thought that Napoleon was Mashiach ben Yosef, and they supported him. It's an incredible thing. I don't have to tell you, but people in this room are probably aware that people said the same thing. I'm sorry to mention his name in the base of Medrash of Herzl. Sure. Right? What?
Herzl.
Yeah, people, it's very, very unusual how Mashiach ben Yosef has become a complex and somewhat, as Ramesh said, an abused concept. Ramesh Shapiro felt that we should think the healthiest way to think about Mashiach ben Yosef is not as a person, but as a concept. It's an idea. What does it mean that it's an idea? So let's think about the original Yosef. And we'll see what was Yosef and what was Yehuda. Right? Yehuda was the one that brought eventually David HaMelech, and he will bring the Melech HaMashiach. And Yosef brings Yosef HaTzadik. How does the story unfold at the end of Sefer Chumash Bereishis? So once upon a time, there was a man called, let's go to the end of the story. There's a man called Yehuda. Right, Yehuda is the Melech of Klal Yisrael. He's bringing Klal Yisrael down into Golus Mitzrayim. What's the first thing Yehuda does when he comes down? He builds a Beis HaMedrash. Okay, he builds a Beis HaRah. If you want to say like Hamish, like a Shul Rabbi, you say he built a Beis HaMedrash, he built a Beis Knesset, he built a Mikvah, he built everything. He built what's called the Tashtis of a Jewish community. One of the things that he probably built was what I call walls. You know, he wanted it to be hermetically tight. He wanted it to be the Klal Yisrael should be protected. I know I don't have much time, but I have to throw this in because I have to throw this in over here. I'm a little bit gone into trouble for standing up for what I believe in. It's a Talmud of mine. I don't want to go into details. He has this thing called he has a thing that hundreds and hundreds of my students listen to every day. And he introduced a man who I have nothing against. I think he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And I think what he's doing is excellent. His name is Ben Shapiro. So whatever it is. So Ben Shapiro is from, and he's a fantastic speaker on behalf of conservative values. But what I thought was a mistake was that they crossed over a red line and they presented him as if his ideas are Das Torah. What happened was, this is about 2 months ago, is that he said this thing, and it was, a lot of my students went crazy. He said that we don't need walls anymore. He says, Baruch Hashem, in America, everything's free. It's good to be involved with government. It's good to be involved with the conversation. Adarab, we shouldn't be afraid. He says, and well, in Europe, we needed walls. Now we don't need walls anymore. I said, this is just poshut, not true. The only way that we survive, and the only way we continue to survive, here in Gold is Green, and everywhere in America, is that we build walls. So Yehuda, he built walls. That's what he did. He did it the way he's supposed to. But Yosef HaTzadik came before him. Who was Yosef HaTzadik? A 17-year-old boy, a person of extraordinary yofi. Okay, he is a person that comes in without anything. He's thrown into what's called Ervas Haaretz. Mitzrayim was Admas B'nei Chom. Admas B'nei Chom means it was the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of humanity. Mayaseh B'nei B'lei Yechta. This person doesn't stand a chance. Yosef is put into a Mokam of Nisayim. Potiphar's wife was a professional in bringing 17-year-old Yiddish boys down. This was her expertise. And a Pidera Chateva, he didn't stand a chance. Elamai. He had this extraordinary Nisayan. He overcame this Nisayan. And with that, in Kabbalah, we said he brought down the mid of Yisayid, of which Klal Yisrael survives. 210 years in Mitzrayim. Not a single case of an Egyptian. The Egyptians were B'nei Chom. They were the children of Chum, a very ugly nation. And the Mitzrim and Klal Yisrael was the Yofi of Shir Hashirim. And you'd think that they, like in history, they take advantage of the young men and women. No, they did not. They didn't do that, not once, except for Shlomis Bas Divri, which was a mistaken identity. It was not a single case. Or the schos of the Mesiris Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik. For 210 years, in Mitzrayim, in the worst place, the schos that this man was Eimed Bin Asayim. So you get a perspective that Yosef is the brings Melech HaMashiach, it brings Yehuda. That there's such a concept that before Mashiach comes, you need people that are prepared to be Eimed Bin Asayim in a way that history cannot possibly produce and doesn't make any sense, and somehow or other they prevail. So I want to introduce to you, I discussed this point, next point, with my Rebbe Ramosha. I remember one day in the car, I used to be his driver every Friday, Ramosha Shapiro. And one day he asked me, Menachem, what do you see in America? I said, and yisamti lev at kama she'atarbut amerikai yored miyefes lechom. I noticed how much that America is going from yefes to chom. So he looked at me with those piercing eyes. Those of you that know my Rebbe, he says, Menachem, ma ata lo yadea, it's lo yored lechom. Ze kva yarad. It's over with. I remember when this whole thing, when Obama put his hat into the ring. So Ramesha said, at the very beginning, he's going to be a melech for the next 8 years. And everyone says, how do you know? You never do nevuah. He says, no. Magia l'America, malchus shulchom. It's before Mashiach. You reach the lowest of the lowest. By the way, Trump is worse. I know, again, Biden's worse still. It doesn't make a difference. It's nothing to do with color. It's to do with the mindset. It's, what does chom mean? I tell you exactly what chom means. Chom means that, again, I just mentioned Trump, okay? Malchus is yefi. Malchus is yefes. Okay, malchus does not mean that every thought that you have, that you write on your Twitter account and 100 million people have to hear what goes on, every unprocessed thought. That's not malchus. Everything about him is not malchus. I'm just telling you that England, I'm sorry to disturb you, but is no better than America in this area. But I work with the youth, and I see. Okay, I grew up in this place called London. And I remember once upon a time, just Chatoini Maskir Hayom, what was it, the Hendon Odeon, or the classic, we used to go to see a film, and they would warn you that about 25 minutes into this film that you're going to watch, there's going to be a swear word. That was it. We'd get a higher rating. They would say, oh my gosh, put your hands over you. You're going to hear an inappropriate word. I'm telling you, Rabbi Isai, is that I have Beis Yaakov girls who use these words, and they don't even apologize afterwards. Today, why? Because everyone uses it. Today, the politicians use these words. Today, it doesn't matter. From the beginning to the end, there's no busha. The dibor has gone from yefes to chom. And I just want to tell you something else. Mamish, two weeks ago, it was maybe 3 weeks ago now, a chaver of mine said to me, got a phone call, a girl that's going on from Shana Aleph to Shana Beis of Beis Yaakov, and she said that she wants to know if she can get a tattoo. I said, she said, don't tell me the halacha. I know the halacha says, but why shouldn't I get a tattoo? I can't, I'm running out of time. I just want to tell you, I remember when we grew up here in London, so you had to go, I think it was to Soho, these seedy, dark places, little tattoo parlors, where the lowest people that work in the Navy would get their tattoos. Today, it's like David Beckham, you know, I mean, all my friends, you'll get their tattoos. Like, so what's this, so like, everyone's proud of it. The crazy thing about this Beis Yaakov girl is that my chava said, you're coming back to Shana Beis, aren't you going to be embarrassed to get undressed in front of your friends? He says, no, they had them too. Everyone, they just hide them well. I'm talking about from girls. So what, that's it. The way they dress, they used to dress the yefes. Today, they look like they had, like, you know, freshly fought with a tiger. And the whole thing, the music they listen to, we grew up with the music of yefes. I remember Hasmo kids, we were forced to go to classical concerts. That's how half the class started smoking. But that was it, we were forced to listen to these things. Their music is more like a biology class. It's like the lower, it's chom, it's all chom. Comes in Alat Tzadikim. And here, I just want you to understand, it's the most incredible thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests from us that before Mashiach comes, there should be people that should be Eimed Bin Asayim. And I'm telling you, with all the negativity I've just thrown at you for the last 5 minutes, I'm telling you now that I see with my own eyes, young men, young women, and also people our age, who are Meisr Nefesh, against all odds, to overcome Nisyanis that cannot be possibly imagined. I'm going to say very quickly one mice, and then I'm going to wrap up a little bit. I have I work for NCSY. It's a youth organization in America. So a couple of years ago, a boy says to me, Rabbi Nissel, I want to go to yeshiva. I said, that's great. This is what we're all about. He says, let's talk privately. He says, I can't go to yeshiva. No yeshiva will accept me. And he spoke about a yetzahara that he has, which I can't speak up around him. I told him, you're crazy. He said, don't become from. If I had a yetzahara like you, I would go and move to the Midwest and disappear. Because us frommies, no offense to our community, he says, we're good people, but we're very intolerant to people like you. You'll always be that. You'll always be a nebuch. You'll always be an outsider. We're not good. We don't know how to handle people like you. It's not going to be good for you. So he said to me, what can I do? It's MS. I can't deny Har Sinai is MS. Olam Haba, this is what a kid tells me. It's a 17-year-old boy with this terrible Nisarin, which is Nisarin of our door. It's good. I don't know. It's in the air. And he said, but it's MS. And he managed to make it to yeshiva, and everything worked out well. 3 days later, I'm in the car with Rav Moshe Shapiro. I told him over the story. I said to him, Rebbe, did I handle this correctly? He said, no, you messed up. He said, what do you mean I messed up? He said, if I was you, I'd have said to him the following thing. And you can say this to him in my name. He said, when Mashiach comes, and Mashiach's going to walk around, he's going to love every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. He's going to ask, what's your name? Shalom Aleichem, nice to meet you. Who are you? What's your name? Who are you? What's your name? He says, when he comes to this boy, and Mashiach asks him, who are you? Tell this boy to answer, I am the one that brought you here. You hear this? This is Rav Moshe Shapiro speaking, and he knew exactly what I was talking about. These people who have these insane nisyanis of Yosef HaTzadik, and they overcome in 2022, they're the ones that bring the Melech HaMashiach. This is tzaddikim, ala chassidim. What are the chassidim? So the chassidim are people that do maisim of chesed. The people that set up this shir are doing ala chassidim. I see my cousin Yiri, him and his Rebbetzin, they run Bikur Cholim. Trust me, okay, what they do and all the things together with Atzol and everything that. These are the Hasidim of people, this is the real Hasidus. The people that are Moisa Nefesh behind the scenes asking for no covered. Zikli Amcha Beis Yisrael. These are the people that build Moistis. They're not the leaders because the leaders had their own bracha. These are the teachers that I have to throw myself in over here. That take care of your kids and we get no money. Trust me, okay? We get paid peanuts. Doesn't make any difference. So we kill ourselves for your kids. Geir Atzedek are the most incredible thing. There's a whole huge volcano, Baruch Hashem, of these incredibly inspiring people who are Moisa Nefesh to join Klal Yisrael. Now we understand Va'aleinu. Va'aleinu means not every person can be the Tzaddik or the Chassid or the Zaken or the Plates of Sephraim or the Geir. It doesn't fit in. But you can still say, these are my heroes. These are the people I look up to. These are the people that I respect. At that point, then you come become part of them. When we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give them the schar, we're not asking the schar in Olam Haba. Of course they get schar in Olam Haba. We want to see Be'einenu, like what's his name, like Mordechai, who was the last person on the planet that wants to go on a white horse wearing Achashverosh's clothing, which was probably 10 times too big for him. In all the coloring books, Achashverosh is a plus-size monarch. And he walks around over here, you know, and he has to go there, kachi. He did not enjoy it, but we needed to see that these people who are Moisa Nefesh, that they're the ones that get all the schar. So now I want to finish off. Phew, I'm on time. Okay, I want to finish off, and with a plea to every single one of you. And it's obvious, okay, that we want Mashiach to come desperately. It's not going to get better. It's a pider chateva. Everything's getting worse. I'm talking about chom. I'm talking about the society, what we're living in. Okay, we create a little Yehuda dika things, but right outside, a few feet from where we are now, are young Jewish boys and girls who are going through an isyana she'ein kamoyu of Yosef HaTzadik. We have to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we have to see that these people are matzliach. And we have to identify with them. And there's so many things that we can do to be part of them. The Hasidim, the Zin, we can be Isaac in different Chasanim to take upon ourselves this Tisha B'Av, to be the Tzaddikim, the Hasidim that bring Yerushalayim and bring the Melech Mashiach, which you zeichet to see it in the hair of Yameinu.
Thank you for listening.